The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Episode 154 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How's everybody doing today? This is Kevin, your host, and I'm actually out on a little walk this morning on a rather crisp but sunny and not a cloud in the sky morning. I think it was about 22 or 23 when I left the house, but I'm moving and I'm feeling pretty good. So, my training update. Today is Monday, by the way. I don't know, like maybe the 20th of December, something like that. So I ran the Jeff Galloway 13.1 half marathon a week ago yesterday. Came home feeling wonderful, by the way. It's kind of windy. I hope the wind is not ruining this recording. So I came home feeling very, very good. I took the Monday following the race off and rested up a little bit, although I did go for, I think, a 3-mile walk that morning with no soreness whatever. Spoke a little bit about that on the Galloway edition. And then around, it was Tuesday or Wednesday, I started coming down with a cold. Yeah, Suzanne, you understand what I'm saying, don't you? I guess I brought it back from Atlanta. I know Suzanne came back with a nasty cold as well. And I'm just going to say this, guys, and I may lose my manly card and be kicked out of the club, but you know how the women are always saying, guys, when they get a cold or get sick, they're like little babies? I am a little baby when I get cold. A cold knocks me on my rear end anymore, and maybe that's just as I get older or something, or maybe I have just a less desire to put up with it. I don't know, but when I get a cold anymore, I don't sleep well, I feel miserable, I'm sore and achy all over, and one of the first things that suffers is my exercise. So today is Monday. I've not run since last Tuesday or Wednesday. I think I actually went out for a run on Tuesday after the marathon or the half marathon, and I felt really good after that, but that's when the cold started hitting me after that. So it's coming up on almost a week now since I've run. Still trying to get a little bit of exercise in, some walks here and there, but my Fitbit has been screaming at me because of how lazy I've been. But I tell you what happens after a while. I've gone from, I guess coincidentally or maybe a good thing, we hit a nasty, nasty cold spell. Most of the nation has hit that cold spell, but I guess I didn't miss running as much knowing that I had to go outside in the single digits temperature. So I guess maybe that's a fortunate coincidence. But it's been long enough now. It's been almost a week now. And I've gone from feeling like, oh my God, I don't want to run in this nasty, nasty cold, to looking outside and seeing the snow and a frost on the ground and feeling all Bedford Falls-ish, right? You know what I mean? You old enough to know what the whole Bedford Falls thing is?
Yay! Yay! Hello, Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building alone!
So I'm taking that as a good sign. I want to get back outside in the crisp and pleasant weather and get a run in. The cold is getting a little bit better. I've been sleeping better thanks to NyQuil the last few nights, so hopefully soon. But if not, I guess it's a good time to take a little bit of a rest period anyway. So in this episode, I've done something a little bit different in that I've kind of got it split into two parts. Part one is the usual awesome race slash life slash training updates from your fellow extra milers. We'll catch up with them, see what they've been up to. And part two is a compilation of several updates I got from your fellow extra milers who were able to join us for the Jeff Galloway 13.1 last weekend. So, hopefully you'll stick around for all of it, but if there's for some reason you're not that interested in what went on down in Atlanta, you'll know I've kind of stuck all them together at the end of the podcast, but that'll be obvious when we hit those. So anyway, that's what I got, and I hope you stick around. I'd like to chat a little bit about life in general and say a few other things at the end of the podcast. So bundle up and let's enjoy our extra mile, huh?
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Dr. Amanda calling from Valhalla, New York, with a race report. So on November 6th, I ran the New York City Marathon. It was my second time running New York City, and this was my seventh full marathon. I ran with Rich, who was running his first New York City and 10th marathon, and our dear friend Michael, who was running a marathon in his 25th state. So that was pretty exciting. I ran for my children's hospital running team, and I raised over $3,000 for my children's hospital. So that was also pretty exciting. The weather could not have been better. The temperature was in the 50s. It was sunny. It was a little bit windy, but really ideal running conditions. The month leading up to the marathon, Rich and I had a lot of home stress with our kids, just typical kid issues, I would say, but causing lots of stress and derailing our training at the last minute. I was doing heart rate-based training for the first time, and my training plan called for my longest long run to be 3 hours and 15 minutes. For me, that was somewhere between 16 and 17 miles, which was the shortest long run I'd ever had before a marathon, and to be honest, it made me a little bit nervous. But we had decided that we were going to run for fun rather than for time, and that our goal was to enjoy New York City. The day before the race, we did something pretty fun, which was to take a bus tour of the race course. The bus started at the Javits Center, which is where the race expo was, and we drove down to Staten Island, started the tour on Staten Island. Well, the tour guide was telling us stuff the whole way to Staten Island, too, but we started the race course on Staten Island at the starting line and drove the entire course. It was really interesting, and it made race day pretty interesting because we were able to say, hey, there was that site that we saw on the bus tour yesterday, and do you remember going to that bakery yesterday and having treats? And so that was pretty fun, and we stopped and took a lot of pictures along the way. I definitely felt undertrained on this race. We started by doing heart rate based pacing using my heart rate, because I usually run the slowest of the three of us. However, by mile 10, we found that my heart rates were not correlating with Rich's heart rates, and we decided that it would be easier to run as a group if we switched to Galloway running. So from that point on, we pretty much did 30-30s. I think we played with 45-30s for a little bit, and we would get off of our run-walk segments, and it was confusing to switch back. So we eventually just switched to 30-30s and ran the rest of the race that way. We did fine. I mean, I definitely was feeling it by the teens, maybe by 16, 17, 18. I was feeling my poor training over the last month, but nothing so terrible that I didn't think we'd finish. And finish we did. We really enjoyed the day. Like I said, we took a lot of pictures and just enjoyed the experience. And really, that's what running's all about. So overall, I would say that New York City is an amazing race to run. If you love races with lots and lots of people, lots and lots of crowd support, the crowds were amazing. Brooklyn is amazing. First Avenue in Manhattan is amazing. I've worked in the Bronx for 19 of the last 21 years. So for me, the Bronx is amazing, although probably for most people, it's not quite as exciting. And running down Fifth Avenue through Central Park and then finishing this race is just really an experience that everyone should have at some point in their lives. I don't really know what I'm going to do next. I don't really know what I'm going to do with my training. I have a lot to think about. I did have my first run post New York City today. It's been over a week. I gave myself plenty of time to recover. I was also on call last week, so work was pretty busy. And I got to start thinking about what next. So that's my race report. I hope you all enjoy your extra mile. Take care.
Good morning, Kevin, all you extra milers. This is Scott from just south of Richmond, Virginia, with a quick training update and race report. But also, since it's November, I thought I'd give thanks to Kevin for putting this group together and Facebook group together. And also Zen Run over at the Slow Runners Club and Couch to 5K with all these programs mixed together. I most certainly wouldn't have run a half marathon without these things all mixed together and friends I've met along the way. Just so thankful for everybody that's been a part of this. I've got one more long training run before the Jeff Galloway 13.1. And this past Saturday, November 12th, I ran the American Family Fitness Half Marathon at the Richmond Marathon. I can't recommend this race anymore. I loved every single second of it. And I ran a 15:30 ratio and an official 13:44 pace and a 13:12, I think, Fitbit pace, and just loved every step of this race. So fun. I had no idea I was going to enjoy it so much. I just really wanted to complete the distance and use it as a training run for Atlanta, but I was just overwhelmed how much I enjoyed it. As a matter of fact, around mile 11, I almost got a little sad because, like I've heard other people say in different races, that I knew it was going to be over. I was really excited in one way that I knew the finish line was around the corner, but I was kind of sad because I was kind of invested. I just love this race so much. Like I said, it was my first, and I just really enjoyed it. I couldn't recommend the race more. The only thing I would give people a heads up about is between miles 6 and 7 in Bryan Park, there's some hills. Nothing too crazy, but just kind of good to know ahead of time that there are some hills about halfway through the race. Well, getting really, really excited about Atlanta. Can't wait to meet everybody down there at that race. And hope everybody's training is going great. And hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Hello to all my extra mile friends. This is Chris calling from the Low Country of South Carolina. Just listened to episode 153 on my finished listening to it, I should say, on my commute to work this morning. It is Thursday, November 17th, 2016, and it's right around 7:40 in the morning. I am on my way to work, driving from Somerville, South Carolina, into downtown Charleston. A commute of 22 miles, which will take me about an hour and 15 minutes. I usually start work fairly early. I start work at 6:30 on most mornings, but today was one of those days. We don't have anything going on at the hospital until later, and took the opportunity to grab a couple minutes of extra sleep. And every time I do it, I enjoy the sleep part, the extra sleep part, but it's the commute that just sucks the life right out of you. Like I said, I just got done listening to episode 153 and realized that I didn't get a submission in for episode 153, so I figured I'd call in with this race report. Just this past Saturday, I completed the Somerville Sweet Tea Half Marathon. This is not my first half marathon. I think it's probably around the 10th, maybe 12th, I don't know, but there's been quite a few of them. This one here, though, I actually completed a training plan and went into feeling pretty good. As I said in previous posts or submissions, I really didn't have a time goal. I just wanted to finish, which I did. The day started off perfectly. The race started at 7 o'clock in the morning, which is fairly early, but considering that I, you know, maybe 15 minutes from the start, it was perfect. Didn't actually leave the house until a little after 6. Got there, got parked. Took care of some business, tightened up the shoes, got the headphones ready, all the good stuff. And next thing you know, the gun fired. At that time, it was right around 48 degrees, overcast skies, nice little humidity, nice day for running. And it started off with the first mile, which winds through downtown Somerville and through a neighborhood. Fairly flat. Everything, for the most part, is fairly flat, or at least I thought it was going to be flat until we hit mile 8 of this course, which was I'll talk about here in a bit. But I started off with the old adage, if you think you're going slow enough, slow down. I didn't want to burn everything out in the first mile. Didn't get caught up in the adrenaline, took it out, and forgot to start my watch. But thankfully, someone next to me did, and we hit the first mile at 10 minutes 40 seconds, which is a little slower than I wanted, but it's kind of right where I wanted to be. I wanted everything under 11 minute miles, and even though I said I really didn't have a time goal, here I am kind of setting the time goal. So we hit the first mile, and just after the first mile, the course transitioned to a asphalt path that runs along against the Saw Branch Trail Creek, which is basically just the drainage ditch for the city's storm sewer and water treatment plant. But it's actually a pretty nice path or trail that runs for 6 miles. We only utilize maybe 4 miles of this path. This trail is part of this half marathon. So just after a mile, I somehow linked up with two other gentlemen that were running, and we all were having about the same pace. And it was just kind of one of those things that happened in running. We never said a word to each other, but we all knew we were on the same pace, and we just kind of glanced at each other, and we kind of ran the next 2 miles together. At that point, I realized that it wasn't quite the pace that I thought that I was able to keep. I thought I was able to keep a little bit of a faster pace. So I kind of pulled away from him, and we actually hit those 2 miles at just right at and just a bit over 11 minutes. Because it wasn't within what I was thinking I could run. So at that point, I took off from them, took it back down to like 10:20s, 10:30s. I felt great at that point. Mile 3, 4, 5, everything felt great. And I started thinking in the back of my mind that, man, this is, I don't want to say too good to be true, but I'm feeling too good. Don't get too excited. Something's going to happen. So at that point, then I decided every mile marker that I would take a quick inventory. I would hit a mile marker. I would check my breathing. Breathing's fine. I would check my legs. Legs feel good. Check for little aches and pains. Nothing seemed to be bothering me. Okay, then we're going to keep this pace for this mile. Kind of took an old adage. I don't know if it's a Chris Russell original or if he borrowed it from someone, but I was running for the now. I wanted to get through the mile I was in and worry about the later miles later. And that's exactly kind of that's the approach I went with. Well, as I hit the 8 mile mark, I kind of had that sinking feeling that things were going south. I turned the corner, and I've never seen a significant hill in Somerville, South Carolina. And this one probably still is a significant hill, but all of a sudden we start having these slight inclines. I mean, I'm not talking killer hills, but just things you don't even notice in a car if you're driving, but they're definitely inclines and hills. So the rest of the course, for about 8 miles in, was I don't want to say it was all uphill, but there was a significant number of these inclines that didn't level out, and then you hit another one. And of course, the race directors had to throw the last quarter of a mile or a little more was a slight uphill climb. Like I said, it's, you know, those are the kind that you don't notice if you're driving or even out and about, but when you're running, you sure notice them. So anyhow, I hit mile 8. Didn't quite feel as good as I felt before, so I backed it down a minute, or, you know, a couple seconds per mile. I hit mile 9, and then once again, everything felt fine. Every other half marathon that I've ran, I've always hit miles 9, 10, 11, 12, and just waiting, just hoping that this thing would get over quick enough. And, you know, I didn't get that feeling this time around. Everything felt pretty good throughout the race. I crossed the finish line standing, which was good. I was able to walk from the finish line, greeted my wife, who was there for me, with a nice little video. And, well, I didn't greet her with a video. She was taking a video of me finishing, that kind of thing. Kiss, hug. Next thing you know, we're off. And I actually walked through the farmer's market that was going on with her. It was a pretty good day. I actually crossed thinking that I probably could have left a little more on the course, but hey, that's for another time. I'm sure there'll be other half marathons that I will endure and encounter. With that behind me and the way that it went down, I am now, I don't want to say focused, but I have my sights set on my first full marathon in January. I'm just going to continue this half plan, tack on the half marathon training plan, just tack on the other half for a full, and just make that the cycle. Excuse me. But I will be running the Charleston Marathon in January. After listening to episode 153, I noticed that Stan said he's coming down this way. So Stan, look me up. Hit me up on social media. Chris Kling, K-L-I-N-G is my last name. I'm on Facebook. I subscribe to the Extra Mile podcast page, Run Junkies, and Slow Runners Club, I believe. So look me up. Perhaps we can grab a meal together, or at least just get a selfie to throw up on the Extra Mile Facebook page, something like that. Same thing goes to anybody else that may be coming down for this this race. There's a 5K, a half, and a full marathon. The weather's usually pretty decent. It's a flat course, plenty of water for scenery. You know, you're looking at the Charleston Harbor and the Cooper River through a lot of this race, so it should be a nice race. I've never ran any part of this one before, but I've volunteered and have taken it in as a spectator a time or two. So once again, anybody coming down this way, please feel free to look me up. I hope everybody's training cycles are going well, and I look forward to submitting again. Hope everyone has a great day. Talk to you later.
Greetings, Kevin and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. Again, Jim from South of Council Bluffs, Iowa, checking in. Today is Friday, November 18th. And what a change in the weather. Yesterday I ran, and I ran in a, you know, shorts and a short sleeve tech shirt. It was 55, 56 degrees in the morning. And actually warm. Today, low 30s. It's probably 30. I don't think it's freezing, but it's got to be 33, 34, 5 degrees with about a 30 plus mile an hour north wind. Totally overcast. Rained a little bit overnight. They're talking about maybe rain snow mix this morning yet. What a difference. What a difference a day makes. Probably about a 40 degree swing in 12 hours. Whew. But anyway, today, like anybody cares, yesterday was a run day, so today was a run-walk day. And there we back to this, you know, Chinese torture thing that Kevin's got going here. Drip, drip, drip. So, continuing the experiment on my off days with the run-walk scenario, doing the one-minute run, one-minute walk, and that makes it really easy because you walk and you run when your Garmin hits double zeros. So, well, basically, and I maybe mentioned this before, what this boils down to, well, I tell you what I did do. I ventured over to jeffgalloway.com and perused his website and looked through, you know, some of the things. And one thing that caught my attention was his saying that doing this run-walk thing is basically a form of doing intervals. Well, intervals is speed work. Speed work's not fun. So what I have come to find is that, yeah, if you do this thing with a vengeance, it is a form of interval training. I basically sprint for 1 minute all out, and I know I'm going a lot faster than 8 minute miles. They got to be down into the sevens. And, you know, so like today is a 5 mile run walk. Every other minute's an interval in which you cover, you know, 14 1/15 hundredths of a mile. I don't know. You know, it's more than an eighth of a mile. I know that. It's not a quarter of a mile. But, you know, so in 5 miles, and I just see, I did it in 48:10. So that's 24 1-minute walks and 24 1-minute sprints. So that's 24 intervals of speed work. Now you go do that on a track, and that gets your attention. And I'm not so sure that's a real smart thing to be doing. I'm really not. You know, at my stage of the game here, I'm not trying to get faster. I'm not trying to run faster. Even though being a runner, that's all you think about is, geez, you know, I wish I could run faster. I wish I could run faster. Oh, I wish I could do that half marathon in a quicker time. Oh, I wish I could do that 5K faster. Oh, I'm not satisfied with whatever time I did. I should be able to go faster. Well, like I've said many times, if you want to run race fast, you got to train faster. You just got to put the work in, and it's not fun. And I'm not so sure running 24, you know, 1 minute sprints is all that fun. I know the walk minute is a welcome break. You know, brings that heart rate down a little bit, and then before you know it, you're sprinting again. So interesting, really, really interesting concept. And where I'm going with all this, usually I'm going somewhere if I don't forget where I'm going. That's what happens when you get older. But I've noticed since I've started doing this form of speed work, these intervals, if you will, that, you know, my usual runs 3 or 4 days a week have started actually to become faster without really knowing or trying. This time of year, you know, I'm not running 10. I'm down to 8 miles 3 or 4 days a week. But, you know, instead of the average pace being around an 8:45 to an 8:50, for the past couple weeks, they've been down in the 8:30s. Yesterday was an 8:30 average pace for 8 miles. And I did it without a lot of effort. I mean, I don't even, this time of year, I don't even really look at my watch. I might at the turnaround, you know, and I might coming down the last mile to see what I got to maybe try to do to not go over into the next minute. I mean, that's how runners think. You know, if I'm going to run an hour, and yesterday was 1:08 to the second, and I was really in the hurt locker on that last mile because I didn't want to go into that 8. You know, I wanted to keep it 1:07, but it was 1:08:00 when I hit that stop button. So, but it was an 8:30 average pace, and it didn't feel very hard at all. So, I don't know, you know, maybe there's something to it. You know, on the plus side, it seems to be doing that. On the minus side, on the negative side, it's, you know, speed kills, and speed work will break you down, And my whole theory for the past 20-some years of my 41-year career of runner, being a runner, has been to, you know, off running days were bike days. Well, I'm just not ready to get on that bike trainer yet, so I'm doing this. And, you know, with one day off a week, that means you're running 3 to 4 days and run walking, you know, two to three days. So I don't know. I don't know if in the long run this is going to be detrimental, break me down. If so, I'm coming after you, Kevin. I'm sending that running mafia after you. But anyway, that's my report, for what it's worth. Not a whole lot else going on in my boring old age. So I guess that'll be it. I did get to listen to the 2 hour Extra Mile podcast. That got me through my two runs this week, so that was a good thing. Enjoy listening to everybody who contributes, listening to their race reports, listening to their training reports, listening to just what they're doing in general. It is a running community, and like I said, it's absolutely the best running podcast out there, and Kevin should get an award. I'm not sure. Like I said, I'm not sure. But send him a Buckeye. Go pick up some Buckeyes off the trail somewhere where there's Buckeye trees. And send him some Buckeyes. You can make one of them Buckeye necklaces like them people in the stands at Ohio State University. I don't know why they call it the Ohio State University, because, hell, it really isn't. Ohio University is the state university. You know, I don't know. Must be an ego thing. But anyway, Kevin, all you extra milers, take care, train safe. Good luck with the Jeff Galloway half marathon coming up in hot Atlanta. Hope everything works out. Hope the weather's good. Nobody gets hurt before, during, and live to run another day. Take care. Talk to y'all later. Jim from South of Collins above Iowa. Check it out. See ya. Bye.
Is just plain Dave. I'm doing the shortest recording ever for a second. I am about to do the Little Roadie Runaround trail race, and it goes around Watchog Pond, and I'm looking at this pond, which is less than a mile across, and there are actually, like, breaking waves, like white caps all the way across the whole lake. And it's 44 degrees, and there's a steady 25-mile-an-hour wind.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Just Plain Dave in southeastern Massachusetts. I am calling in with a half race, half training update. So if this worked out just fine, then you just heard the little snippet of wind from the Little Roadie Runaround. It's a race I did a week and a half, 10 days ago. It's around Watchog Pond in South County, Rhode Island. And the people who live in South County, Rhode Island, are often referred to as Swamp Yankees. It is a very rural area, lots of woods and lots of wetlands and all salt marsh. And historically, that's been the home of fishermen that would head out off of Block Island Sound, like back in the day when the whalers were heading out and then the cod fishermen were heading out. They'd head out from Block Island Sound out past Long Island or out past Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. So there's a very seafaring and swarthy folk who are the Swamp Yankees of South County, Rhode Island. Anyway, it's a very fun race, and this year's turnout, I think there were 210 or so runners this year. There were like 250 last year. The weather was not ideal, as you heard from that snippet. It was crazy windy. There were like 25 mile an hour winds, 50 mile an hour gusts, and you just do one loop around the lake. It's an 8 mile race, and one loop in a clockwise direction. So theoretically, right, the wind is only in your face for half the time, and you're sideways to the wind the other about half the time. But it was just crazy windy. And actually, most trail races, I find, you're not too badly subjected to the wind. But South County, Rhode Island, even though we're in the woods, it's pretty broad and not very hilly. And so when the wind is blowing, the wind is blowing. And this pond, which is less than a mile across, had whitecaps just rolling waves across it. It was just a howling windy day. So I had envisioned for myself a goal time, and I missed it by a minute. That goal time was based on me last year running this race in, I'll say, 56 minutes or so. And I was at my peak fitness a year ago. I'd just run my PR marathon. Everything had fallen into place. This race was literally like 2 weeks after my PR, and I could not have been faster or in better shape. And so I thought, oh, you know, I'll just add 4 minutes to that. I can still break an hour. But I didn't. I ran a comfortable 61 minutes. But as I looked at the results from last year and this year, everyone was 2 minutes slower. You know, not individually, but if you look at first place, it was 2 minutes slower. If you look at 10th place, this year was 2 minutes slower than last year. And, you know, when I'm up in that kind of 40th or 50th place was also 2 minutes slower than last year. So I think the combined temperature and wind slowed everyone down 2 minutes, and then my lack of fitness accounted for the rest of the difference. Chris Russell a few weeks ago put out a podcast promoting the idea of taking a season to lose your fitness, and I have done that. I have used October and November as an opportunity to become a lazy slacker, and you know, I'm still getting out for runs, but I am less fit. I am not speedy like I felt I was when I did my crazy trail marathon in September. So I had fun. I was out with a big group of people on a cold, windy day. And one of the highlights of a little roadie run around is afterwards, it's at a state park in state forest land. And there's a big kind of three-sided lean-to building with big stone chimneys on each end. And they have roaring fires going in the fireplaces. And they make soup. Someone's got a big old pot going and making a really good hearty minestrone soup. And so anyway, one of the highlights is a bowl of soup. And last year, a bunch of my friends ran with me. And so this year, I said to them that since they weren't going to be there, that I would have to eat their soup. And I tried. I had two big bowls, and that's all I could manage. I couldn't eat four bowls of soup. But it's kind of a fun thing, and there's great camaraderie. And there's some fast people, like there's some fast high school and college cross-country runners. And then there's lots of other regular middle-of-the-pack and back-of-the-packers. So my highlight of November was that little roadie run around. And then the other cool thing was for Thanksgiving weekend, we got to go to the Adirondacks in upstate New York and drive up to North Country and have our first experience of snow. So on Thanksgiving morning when I went for my run, middle of nowhere, all by myself, got to run in the snow. And the snow had that cool, squeaky sound as it's kind of falling down. It kind of, you build up like a half inch or three quarter inch layer on the road or trail, and it kind of scrunch, scrunch, squeak, squeaks under your feet. And that's something that I like. That's kind of a nice, pleasing thing. And also when it's snowy and miserable, I leave my technology home and run without my phone or run without my any earbuds or anything to listen to. So I know we'll have lots of snow this winter. New England is definitely going to have a colder winter than last. And there'll be lots of runs in the cold and the snow. And many people, myself included, will complain about the snow. But when you have those first couple of snowy runs, it's kind of a great kind of change of season, change of gear, and time to take stock. And of course, it was Thanksgiving Day. So I was very grateful for time with family and friends and the health and well-being enough to go out for a run on a snowy Thursday. With that, I will say adieu. This is Just Plain Dave in southeastern Massachusetts, signing off. Enjoy your extra mile.
Hello, Kevin, and all the extra milers out there. This is Tim from Signal Mountain with the race update. Just finished in the last couple weeks the New York City Marathon and the Tulsa Route 66 World Shortest Ultra. Ran both of those with my son, and we had just a wonderful time doing both races. In fact, he had also run Chicago Marathon, so he got three marathons in about 7 weeks. And he's now qualified to be a marathon maniac and joined me in the club. So it was just a great time running with him. In both New York and Tulsa, seeing the sights, seeing really two different type of races. In New York, the big city that just has a phenomenal, phenomenal organization, support of the runners, crowd support, everything you can ever think of is just first class at New York. Tulsa, again, everything really catered to the runners. The organization did a good job, but a much smaller race where we had 50,000 runners in New York. There were 1,200 marathoners at Tulsa, you know, but at the end of the day, you still had the same distance to go, and they both did a great job. And one thing about Tulsa is you have the option to add a third of a mile to the race at mile 25 and a half. And they actually bill, you can do the marathon or you can do what they bill as the world's shortest ultra. There is a monument there called the Center of the Universe. You can go run up and around, and if you do that, they give you a real nice medallion that has the race logo on it and says Ultra that you carry with you to the finish. So, really pretty neat. We were surprised. Tulsa was a much hillier course than we thought. For those of you all that run New York, you know at the end of it, it seems like it's all uphill coming up Fifth Avenue and into the park and then to the finish. Tulsa was hillier all throughout the race. Seemed like you were always going uphill. I don't remember the downhills much at all, but we really, really had a good time. You know, both of those, clearly I recommend New York. Everybody ought to do New York if they're a marathoner. It's something to be able to start at Staten Island, go through all five boroughs, go over the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. Tulsa was different. You saw the whole city, and it was really a lot of fun. So that's where we are. Coming up, obviously, we're going to do the Galloway, and then I've got a 21-mile trail race the following weekend in Chattanooga, and then I've already lined up a couple marathons in the spring, one being the Chattanooga Marathon the first week of March. JD's coming down from Pennsylvania. We're going to run it again. Anybody else, any other extra miler that wants to come to Chattanooga, love to see you and love to run with you. So just shout it out here on the podcast and let us know if you're coming. But anyway, Kevin, you do a great job with this and look forward to seeing you soon. Cheers.
Greetings, Kevin and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. Once again, Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, checking in. It is Tuesday. Gotta look at my other watch. Tuesday, the 29th of November. November is almost gone. That's unbelievable. And I'm still outside running. This might be the swan song for my outdoor season this year. It's supposed to maybe a little bit of snow tomorrow, and then the lows are going to be down into the middle to lower 20s the rest of the week. So depending on what happens, down the line, I could be relegated to the treadmill. My last run was on the treadmill because it was like 39 degrees, 50 mile an hour winds and rain the other morning. So that would have been Sunday morning. So got on the treadmill for my 8-miler. But today was a run day. Yesterday was another experiment with the run, walk, run adventure. And I'll come back to that. But today, 8-miler, and a very good time. I was really surprised. 108.45 came out to an 8.36 average pace, and 7.58 final mile. And I didn't seem like I was stressing the machinery at all. It really kind of surprised me. So, and that was the hill route. You know, that's a 2 miles up, 2 miles down, 2 miles up, 2 miles down. So Pretty good. Pretty good for an old guy. But back to the run, walk, run deal. I think I mentioned before, you know, I did a little research there on the on Jeff Galloway's website, and he's talking about, you know, the run, walk, run program or whatever you want to call it, endeavor, is, I got to turn my defroster on here in the car. Geez, it's fogging up in here. But, you know, he equated it to interval training, you know, so, and I think I mentioned before that, you know, that might be a little bit of the reason why my last few runs here are getting faster overall in terms of the runs, because I'm in effect doing speed work 2 to 3 times a week, which again is not smart. I mean, I something tells me that I'm going to pay for this somewhere down the line, but yesterday, so I'm going up the hill, and I go 5 miles on these things, these walk, run, walk things, and so it's 2 up, half down, half up, 2 down. Anyway, somewhere along there, I'm looking down at my watch and my Garmin 305, because I'm starting with a run, and then, you know, when it hits a minute, I walk a minute, hit a minute, run a minute. And the runs are basically sprints, which I don't know if that's smart, but that's the way I am, not smart. So I looked down right when I started running, and my watch, you know, clicked on whatever it was, 1500s or whatever. But it just, as soon as I took my first running step, that it clicked, you know, to the next 100th. So I thought, okay. So I ran, you know, for 1 minute, and I looked down, and it just clicked to another 100th. And it ended up 1500s in 60 seconds. So, of course, being OCD like I am, when I got home and started entering stuff in the computer, you know, on the online thing, I went in there and I put 1500s, 1 minute, clicked on the pace, and it was a 640 pace. So that's stupid. You know, that is speed work. You know, so in the course of you know, of a 5 mile run walk with a minute run, minute walk, you know, there's roughly 24 intervals of a six under, you know, I don't know if they're all 640, but they're all sub sevens. I thought I was doing them in the seven range, but hell, they're all sub sevens. And, I don't know. Kevin's probably going to break me down, and again, it's that drip, drip, drip. It's that Chinese torture, you know, with him talking about this run walk thing all the time. So anyway, that's my take on this thing, that I can see the benefit for a runner of doing these things in lieu of, saying, going to a track. You know, when you go to a track and do speed work, you know, you run quarters, you know, and then you stop, walk a little bit or whatever, run a quarter, you know, and, you know, you do however many of those quarters or halves or miles, whatever intervals you're choosing to do, depending on what kind of distances you're maybe training for. But, you know, with the run-walk thing, you're getting your miles in this case 5 miles, and I'm getting 24, you know, 1500s, you know, which are over 1/8 of a mile intervals at sub-7 speed. So I think overall it's paying off in terms of my running fitness. It's cranking it up, but again, it's work, and again, speed kills, and I'm not so sure. Anyway, I'm going off on a little tangent there, but that's my observation. Nothing else to report. This is, like I said, probably maybe my last outside run, so it might be a while before I check back in. I think coming up this weekend is the Galloway 13.1, so a lot of people, by the time they hear this, will be done with that, and hopefully everybody had a good time, and hopefully listeners that went there and, you know, met Kevin, ran with Kevin, hopefully you kept him in line, and you kept him out of the bars, and, you know, kept him on the straight and narrow. We don't want our leader to stray and end up in the Puskow or anything like that. So everybody have a good late fall. Have a good December. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving here in the U.S. Hope everybody has a very Merry Christmas. I can be non-politically correct and say that and not feel ashamed. Hopefully with our new president coming up, we'll get back to some sanity and be able to do some things and say some things that, you know, a lot of people frowned upon in the past. So I guess I won't go too far off on a political tangent and get censored. Everybody take care. I don't know when I'll check in again, but when I do, hopefully I'll have something good to say. Take care, everybody. Talk to you later. Jim from South Accounts of West Iowa. See ya. Bye.
So I'm taking you down Queenswood Drive. This is the coastal road that, as you can see, sweeps its way over the bluffs of the coast. A little knuckle-like protrusions along every coastline. These kind of roads have to hug the side of the hills. Talking of which, I've got a hike section coming up any second now. Alright. I'm 5 seconds behind my 7 minute pace. This is a very, very expensive where there is a lot of old money and a fair amount of new money. Halfway up this hill, I'll be told that I'm halfway to my goal. And that is when I will stop running and turn around and head back. Bye-bye.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. It's Scott Perkinson from just south of Richmond, Virginia. It's December 13th, and I thought I'd call in with a training report. I'm training for a spring half in Virginia Beach. That'll be the Shamrock Half Marathon, Sunday, March 19th, 2017. So I'm lined up just about perfect to start a new training cycle. I'm going to try to look at strength and flexibility with some core, maybe some speed and hills. All of these things I really neglected, you know, while training this fall. I just concentrated on covering distance. Last training run before the JG 13.1, I posted that I learned about time management and hydration. I didn't hydrate before the run like I should have, and I just felt like trash. My legs felt like I was running in mud, or they just felt like just concrete. It was terrible. But I guess that was my bad training run for that cycle. And I did learn that I need to hydrate more. And that although I can bend my training, I just really put my run off to the last minute when I had really something important to do. And it really made me stress the whole run that I was running late. So I just kind of really set myself up for not a great run. But a lot of lessons learned there. So with December 25th just right around the corner, I wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. This is Scott from just south of Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, so here is where I will begin part two of the podcast. Some updates from some extra milers who were able to join us in Atlanta last weekend. I hope it gives you a flavor of what happened over the weekend and what the race is. And most of all, I hope it whets your appetite and gives you plenty of time to prepare to maybe join us in 2017. So check out these submissions and let's chat in a minute.
Hello, Kevin and all Extra Milers. This is Debbie in Savannah, Georgia. I am new to Run, Walk, Run. I have been running half marathons and full marathons straight, nonstop. And as I'm getting older, I decided to try this Run, Walk, Run thing. Been listening to you guys, been reading all about Jeff Galloway, and I decided this weekend I was going to try this half marathon with a pacer. It was such a great experience. Even though the weather was horrible, for me anyway, cold. Being a Brazilian, I do not like cold weather. But I got out of bed, my husband got out of bed, and we went down to Peachtree, and it was really, really nice running. My pacers were awesome. I decided to go with the 220s. Two women, Jeannie and Sarah, I believe that's their names. They were awesome. They motivated the crowd. They kept going back and forth and making sure all of us were doing well. They kept us on track. I'm glad I chose the 220 pace instead of the 210 pace because of all the hills, especially the downhill always hurts me. Finishing was wonderful, all the good food, picture with Jeff. On Saturday at the expo, I got to meet Kevin and Extra Mile people, got to listen to Kevin interview Jeff. That was pretty awesome. Kevin, you're very good at interviewing. Met Donna Deegan, and I decided I am going to run a full marathon in February, and I am looking forward to being paced the whole way. I just finished Chicago in October, and I did a 60-30 by myself for 26.2 miles, and it was hard to not have a pacer. So this weekend was really, really good for me. I recommend all of you Extra Milers to put Atlanta on your list of things to do. Mine is already on my calendar for 2017, if I'm able, physically able, for December, what is that, December 10th. Look forward to running and seeing some more Extra Milers and you people that go to Run the Donna. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Thank you, Kevin, and I'll listen to you all later. This is Debbie saying goodbye and enjoy your Extra Mile.
Hey, Kevin and all you Extra Milers, it's Katie from Houston. Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday, December 14th. I am just calling in with a quick race report from the JG 13.1 weekend in Atlanta just this past weekend. Well, it wasn't really a weekend for me. It was 26 hours from the time I got out of the Uber to the time I got out of the Uber at the airport. So it was a bit of a blur, but it was an awesome time, and I'm sure you're going to hear that from many others. The race is great. It's very hilly, very, very hilly. Even though someone tried to tell me that there are more downhills than uphills, I think that was Ron, but which is true, but that still doesn't mean it's flat. So especially when you live someplace, it's absolutely totally flat. But it was still fun. I ran with Joe and Kevin and Ron and Trisha and Tony for a while. And what was really cool to me is that all along the course, as we kind of went in one direction and the other folks are going the other direction, we got to see many of the other Extra Milers. So it was awesome. I will say the only downside, I think, other than the hills to the course, is that there's literally nobody outside. We went through many residential neighborhoods, and other than a couple of groups of two or three people who were obviously there to watch somebody run the race, we really didn't see anybody on the side of the road, which I thought was really unusual for a Sunday morning in a big city like Atlanta. But c'est la vie, we were there for the run and the companionship, and I think everybody who was there would tell you that we absolutely had that. So if you are thinking about going, now's the time to register, because I think it's under $50 until the beginning of January. So it'd be great to see you there in person. Hope to see all of you there next year. Thanks to Kevin for arranging a meetup, the live recording of the podcast. That was kind of cool to watch. And dinner with the group, coffee, meeting in the morning. I mean, it was a whole thing. It was great. I so enjoyed meeting all of you and wish you all just the most blessed new year. And I look forward to hearing you on the podcast, seeing you on Facebook, and hopefully seeing you again next year. Take care, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Extra Milers. This is Trisha from St. Louis with a race report on the Jeff Galloway 13.1 in Atlanta. So it is Tuesday the 13th, so I am 2 days fresh off of this race. What a great time. It's hard to even remember all the fun things we did. There were just so many of them. Honestly, Extra Milers, this is just a must do. I mean, think of it as an Extra Miler retreat. Go for the fun. Go for meeting everybody else, for meeting Kevin, for meeting Jeff. I would say, you know, if you're into PRs, that's awesome. You can certainly achieve one if you do hill training. But don't go for just being kind of set on completely racing this all out. The course is challenging. There are rolling hills. It's definitely not a flat course. I tended to feel it was a little bit more hilly than my husband did, but again, he's 6'5", has very long legs, and his stride is twice that of mine. So we just had a great time. Gosh, where to start? So backdrop, I did the 50K. For those of you that have followed, my last race was October 29th, where my calf flamed out on the Chicago 50K. So that was a little bit of dampening of spirits, but I tapered down from that race, rested, iced, and went right back into kind of training lightly for the half, knowing that I have enough distance under my belt. I just need to kind of repair. So I did two weekly runs during the work week, and then an additional long run on the weekend, just like my customized training with Chris Twiggs told me to do. And I will admit my longest run was 11 miles. I did not do any hill training for this race. I really didn't want to tempt fate with the calf with doing that, but I would say if somebody wants to just perform at their absolute peak for this race, some hill training would definitely be in order. So prior to the race, we ran into Friday night. We saw some Jeff and, Kevin and some of the extra milers hanging out in the lobby at the Regency Suites. Guys, I would really stay there. I don't think it gets much more convenient than like a 2-block or so walk to the starting line. The MARTA is there for you, but I noticed we did get warnings on the morning of the race that there were some 30-minute delays coming from the, Peachtree Center area getting down to Midtown where the race is. You can't beat the rate. The rooms were great. Breakfast, everything you need is in the area. Lots of great eating spots. So when we come back for this race, as I know we will in the future, we will definitely stay at the Regency Suites again. So let's see. We had the expo. We had the fantastic meetup at the expo and time with Jeff, where he literally was aside with us in a private area answering any and all questions we wanted to ask. And my husband took full advantage of that. So my husband's name is Tony, and he was there running with me as well. And I was so pleased because his questions really showed how into the run, walk, run method he has become, completely a devotee. So that was really fun. That night, Kevin had a meetup for us at Marlowe's Tavern in Midtown, and we had a fantastic dinner and great time talking, where we basically put, like, I think at least 3 tables together, if not more, huge area, and long, long table with a bunch of us, and we had a fantastic time. Food was awesome. So day of the race, my plan, having come off a lot of racing activity this fall, a full marathon October 2nd and then the 50K, I wanted to go into this with 20/20s. And that's not my husband's favorite ratio. He's really fond of 30/30s. But he did want to run with me, so he slowed down to my pace. And I really was I was feeling good. I felt good from the time we started. We took off at about 34 degrees, and I had on two main long sleeve base layers and a throwaway layer on top of that. We actually even brought some hand warmers, like the disposable ones you can get from Lowe's. We brought those to the start, and boy, those were like lifesavers. They kept us nice and toasty. So got rid of the pants I was wearing right before the start, but I kept on my third base layer until I would say about mile 4 or 5. And I know a lot of the women were talking about how they never felt warmed up on this race. So very unseasonably cold for Atlanta. I have to think it's probably never usually like that in Atlanta in December. So feeling good throughout the race, was running by Kevin, Katie, and Joe. We did some Facebook Live. I think everybody was feeling pretty good. By mile 10, I mean, I was tired. I was feeling like I'd run 10 miles, but I was feeling good. But knowing that I'd only trained to 11 miles and hadn't done any hill work, I was a little bit leery to kind of pump up my ratio and do 40-20s like I'm kind of prone to do in the last 3 miles of a race typically. So we kept going, and then I think we made it to like within a mile or less of the finish. And I said to my husband, okay, do you want to double up some? He actually said it to me before then, and I told him no the first time around. So I finally agreed to double up on some ratios. And we did that, and I was really ready to be done. I was cold, and finished up the race. Boy, fantastic finish line. I mean, I can't think of anything you would have wanted at the finish line, you know, from bananas to protein shakes to fresh hot coffee of a bazillion different types of flavors. And the indispensable Jeff Galloway hooded race jacket to keep you warm. It is about I don't know if we ever clocked it, but I would say half to three quarters of a mile walk back to the Regency Suites. I had that hood up on my head and the jacket zipped up all the way on top of me because we were so cold. I was cold. My husband wasn't that bad, but we definitely were chilling down very, very quickly. So, Kevin, I know that you were in very shortly after me. Apologize for not hanging around to say hi, but I was so cold. I was just ready to start walking back to the hotel. What else to say? It was so much fun. I mean, again, just don't go for PR. Go to have fun. The people were awesome. Just everything. I would say MARTA is great. It's easy to get around using MARTA to go to the expo. But if you're two people taking the MARTA, honestly, the round trip price on that, you could just as easily take Uber or Lyft for about the same cost. We ended up staying an extra day and going to the Georgia Aquarium. We had our 15-year-old son with us, and I think we took Uber up to the aquarium for like $6 or $7. I mean, it's super cheap. So it was really great. I mean, it was great to see all the public transportation type options to use. And we also used Lyft going back to the airport because we had a fair amount of luggage between the three of us. Recovery. I mean, gosh, I had a 2:42. That's about a little over 23 minutes off my PR. But you know what? It wasn't bad considering the hills and the fact that I didn't do any hill training at all. But most importantly, my first half was a 2:35 using a 3-to-1 ratio, but I felt completely wrecked and sore after this one. After this Jeff Galloway race, we were at the aquarium the next day, and I woke up in the middle of the night and I was walking around, and, you know, we walked around 3 miles or more, probably six by the time you count the airport walking. I wasn't sore in the least. Now, clearly I probably could have pushed it more, but I really wanted to feel in good shape to be able to do some of these touristy things afterwards. So, go next year, have a great time. Work is a little crazy with me sometimes. And Jim, like you, I don't always know, you know, am I going to be able to go or not, depending on work obligations. So I thought, I'm just going to go ahead and sign up because you know what? You have nothing to lose. You can always flip it to the virtual option, and then I'll go ahead and I'll get my hotel. And as it gets closer to December, we'll make the final decision. So hope you guys will go. Hope to see you sometime there in the future. Thanks, Tricia from St. Louis.
Hello, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Joe from Massachusetts. With a report on a great weekend I just had at the Jeff Galloway 13.1 in Atlanta with all of you other extra milers. Just awesome time. had by me. I flew down on Friday afternoon from Boston. I landed in Atlanta, had a quick dinner at a restaurant outside the hotel. And then when I got back from dinner, I met Kevin Gwynn for the first time in the lobby of the hotel. We chatted with Kevin and a couple of other extra milers. Scott and his wife and Trisha and her husband Tony came down. We spent a couple of hours on Friday just getting to know each other. And then on Saturday, we basically spent the entire day together with the Extra Mile group. Went down to the expo, picked up my number, went to the meet and greet with Jeff Galloway, where I got to meet the other Extra Mile crew, and that was a lot of fun to get to know everyone. And then we had an awesome dinner at that night. Oh, and also on Saturday, I got to sit in on a Kevin Gwynn live recording of the Extra Mile Galloway edition at the expo. So that was pretty cool. And as I said, we had an awesome dinner on Saturday night. And then the main event was the Galloway half on Sunday. I left Boston on Friday. It was 35 degrees. I flew down south to Atlanta to wake up to 30 degree weather on Sunday for the half marathon. But it was a lovely day for running. Hung out with Kevin and Katie from Houston, met Suzanne and Kim and a bunch of other folks that I am sure I'm forgetting to mention, but Katie, Kevin, and I ran the first half of the race together. It was so much fun. Just had an awesome time. Great time. The course is super hilly, but as the old timers would say, it's a fair course. It's got the downhills, the uphills, a little bit of flat, but it's a challenging course. Finishes at Piedmont Park, great location, awesome race. So I just had a great time. It was super fun to meet everyone. My only regret of the weekend was that I had misbooked my flight home on Sunday. So I had to leave rather early and didn't get a chance to hang out at the end of the race to greet everyone at the finish line and hopefully get another group photo with everybody with their medals. But other than that, it was a great time. I think the only thing that would have made it better was to have my two other favorite podcasters there, Chris Russell and James Daly. But I understand James is committed to next year, so that'll be fun getting to see everyone again. If you have not done this race before, I highly recommend it. It is an awesome time. It is a group of folks who I'd never met before, but feel like we've been friends for years. So really enjoyable. Thank you, Kevin, for putting it on. It was a blast, and I enjoyed getting to know everybody, and I look forward to seeing you guys again at other races. This is Joe from Chilly, Massachusetts, signing off. Take care, Extra Milers.
Hey, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Scott Perkinson from just south of Richmond, Virginia. It's December 13th, and I thought I'd call in with a race report from the JG13.1. This weekend and this race were just outstanding. I had so much fun. It's so neat to be able to meet everybody in person that I'd heard on the podcast. And look forward to meeting. Everyone made me and my wife feel welcome. I just can't say enough about how much I enjoy meeting everybody. And being able to talk to just about everybody one-on-one and talk about a few things that weren't running related. As far as the race goes, I really enjoyed the race. But I will say that the course was not flat. There's a lot of downhill, but there's a lot of uphill too. So what I did, knowing this ahead of time, is I had just adjusted my run-walk ratios and walked a lot more than I normally would have. And this allowed me to be able to really enjoy the race, to be able to take some pictures and just enjoy every step. I also wanted to thank Maureen Dobson for running and walking with me. You made the race a whole lot of fun. I really did enjoy meeting everybody, but I really want to say a special thanks to Kevin for putting all this together. Kevin, I don't think you know how much people really look forward to this, and it's thank you. So everybody go sign up for the JG13.1 in 2017. I promise you won't regret it. So I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. This is Scott from just south of Richmond, Virginia.
Kevin, this is Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I just wanted to send you a message and say that I enjoyed meeting up with your Extra Mile podcast group on Saturday afternoon. And on Sunday morning, I wasn't expecting to have a very good race due to my lack of training in the past 3 weeks. My longest run had been an 8-miler, and on Saturday afternoon, when I asked Jeff Galloway what I should do to make it through this race, he said, just do 15 and 15 for the entire race. And that's exactly what I did on Sunday. I can't say the entire race. I started the race out, I was going to do a 45 and 20. I went about a half mile and said, this is dumb. Why don't I switch to 15 and 15 like Jeff said to do? And when I did that, my pace increased. And therefore, I was able to run the whole race comfortably. And I ended up running a 2:45, which was much better than that I had planned on. I thought maybe I would get a 3 to 3:15, but 2:45 was outstanding that day for me. And as an added bonus, I believe I won my age group. So I'll drop this in the mail and talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Suzanne from Lexington, Kentucky, calling in with a race report. I'm not going to report on Iron Horse because I really elaborated and pushed it at the wonderful dinner we had before the Jeff Galloway 13.1. And I'm not going to rub that into Kevin's face and ask why he won't come to that one. But we'll just talk about the Jeff Galloway 13.1. It was a delightful weekend, meeting with all the extra milers and, of course, seeing Jeff. And I needed a new gym boss, so Barb actually set my gym boss up. I mean, that's pretty awesome, right? And nice size expo, not so big, but stuff that we really wanted to look at. And then let's just go back to having lunch and dinner with extra milers. It was awesome. Flight down was rough. Flight back was rougher, but that's what happens when you fly. Gave me some good stories to tell. And then let's get to the 13.1. We stayed at the Regency Suites, and Kim from Atlanta, or Dracula, I live there and still call it Dracula, Georgia, was right across the hall, so we were down together having coffee two blocks up the road. It was a little chilly at the start, but actually it was my favorite kind of running weather. And took off. She and I got between the 3s and the 3:30s. She was right where I was last year, not trained. So we went out with no greater expectation than to just have the best time. And we did. We had a fabulous time. We hit a hill that we didn't like. We'd look at it and say, I'm walking this one. And that's what we did. But we pretty much maintained a 15:30 and got finished actually faster than the 3:15 that we were hoping for, and enjoyed each other's company. So she's my newest BRFF, best running friend forever. Not taking anything away from my running Bob here. He was jealous and wishing he could be there, but he had to work and all that bad stuff. Maybe he'll plan better next year. Anyway, just wanted to say na 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 nu nu to all of those that didn't make it or didn't think about it, and think about it next year. It's a wonderful race. We'll see you later. Bye.
There you go. Good stuff, huh? So I'd like to chat just for a second, if I could, about my trip to Atlanta for the Jeff Galloway 13.1. This is the third year in a row for the race and
for my visit there. So I'm a streaker. I've done them all, and I hope to keep that up for quite some time. And I have to say this, that every single year has been a little bit more fun and better than the previous year, even though there were some friends who didn't make it this year that I really wanted to see, and I think you know who you are. But I want to tell you this story. I had a revelation while I was on the course running with some extra miles. I got the pleasure of running with Katie and Trisha and Joe and Tony. We had a blast. We even ran with a few ladies who just wanted to run with us. How cool is that? So anyway, about the revelation that Katie and I spoke about a little bit during the run. This race for me, and maybe even running in general, is more of a means to an end. And what I mean is, well, listen, if you look up that term, what it means is that it's an action carried out for the sole purpose of achieving something else. And I think that's exactly what this race is for me. The race itself was not the most fun I had over the weekend. We did so many neat things, whether it was just chatting at the expo or going to dinner or the meetup or sitting down in the lobby having a cup of coffee and just chatting about things that weren't even related to running, you know, our families or our jobs or what else we like to do. The race was not why I trained for weeks, why I flew all the way to Atlanta for the weekend, spent all the money for the hotel and food, etc., etc. The race was not the reason I did that. You see, my revelation was that I used this race to meet and have a good time with friends. You understand? My guess is if you were there with us this weekend, you probably do. And if you weren't, give it some thought. Because now you have almost an entire year to plan for the next one. And join us next December and April. And here's some more good news. If you enter before January the 6th of 2017, you can enter this race for only $49. I defy you to find a half marathon of this quality for $49. You have to use a special code at checkout to get that rate, and it's RACEJG17. All one word, RACEJG17. $49. If you can't make it down for some reason, turn it into a virtual and run that way with us. So listen, that's all I got. Thanks for the download the last hour plus of your lives. Thanks for all the submissions. Thanks for all the special folks that joined us in Atlanta as well. And most importantly, before I let you go, from my family to yours, Merry Christmas. And we'll chat again in the new year. Be safe, everybody. Enjoy your extra mile.
It was the night before Christmas when Arthur the house.
Not a creature was stirring,
not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney's care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon will be there.
The children were nestling, all snug in their beds.
while visions of sugar plums dance in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just celebrated for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I spring from my bed to see what the matter.
Away to the window, I flew like a flash.
To open the shutters, I flew up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new falling snow
gave the luster of midday to object below. When wet to my wondering eyes should appear,
but a miniature sleigh,
like eight tiny reindeer,
with a little old driver,
so lively and quick.
I knew in a moment,
it must be Saint Nick.
No rapids and eagles, his coursers they came,
and he whistled and shouted,
and called them by names.
Now Dasher,
now Dancer,
now Prancer,
now Vixen,
on Comet, on Cupid,
on Thunder,
and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall.
Now dash away
all.
Our dry leaves stop before I through the hurricane fly.
When they meet with the obstacle,
mount to the sky.
So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew,
with a sleigh for your toys.
It's St. Nicholas too!
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pointing of each little hoof. If I drew it in my head and was turning around,
down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur,
from his head to his foot, and his clothes were tarnished with ashes and soot.
A bundle of toys he had flung on his back,
and he looks like a puddler, just opening his pot.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry.
His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll of the mouth was drawn up like a bone,
and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held just in his teeth,
in the smoke,
and encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know
I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work,
and filled all the stockings, and then turned with a jerk,
and laid his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney his roll.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle,
and away they all flew, like a town of the festival. But I heard him upstairs, as he drove out of sight.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Merry Christmas from
Kevin,
Connor,
McCartney.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com, and if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.